producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, I didn't want to alarm you unnecessarily, but Christmas is basically 2 weeks from today.
I know. Oh, boy.
I know. I mean, even those people who are really up, you know, on top of everything, I think that's a good way to freak them out. You just go up and you kind of tiptoe up and whisper in their ear, 2 weeks from today. And watch them just pale visibly. I know. You know, it's kind of like having the United Nations in New York and having the president come to New York and all that kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, why don't we just spread it out? Why don't we put the United Nations like in Des Moines? It's a perfectly nice place. And they would probably like all that, you know, that fuss and bother and all those people coming in. And presumably traffic would be less of an issue. And I'm sort of feeling the same way about sort of the Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's kind of, you know, why couldn't we spread it out a little bit? And I know you're going to tell me that every society has a winter solstice kind of coming together so people feel like they're going to get through the winter together. I get it, but geez Louise. All right, I'm whining. And I was talking to somebody about it yesterday, and they said, are you going to a lot of parties? And I said, well, I'm invited, but most of the parties that I've been invited to, and maybe it's just because I'm unpopular, our business, like, I've been invited to a whole bunch of very fancy, like, meals with movie stars, but it's to publicize their movies. It's so I'll vote for them. I mean, and which is really nice. It's fun to meet these people. And I admit that you probably are slightly better disposed toward whatever their project is if you've met them. But still, I mean, a good breakfast can't make a lousy movie better. It really can't. So at any rate, today, for those of you who are just not quite ready to do your red and green ho-ho-ho thing, is National Noodle Ring Day. Now, neither Jacob nor I had, I mean, my guess was the closest, even though it was wrong. Jacob was smart enough not to even have a guess. I said, well, maybe it's when you make, like when you're a kid and you make a ring out of macaroni. Like, you know, when you're going to get engaged to somebody, you're playing house. Maybe Jacob never played house. I don't know.
Not that I can recall.
No, you did never get engaged with a piece of macaroni?
I don't think so.
I think it only lasts as long as the hot water. I mean, it turns out that there are actually two denominations of National Noodle Ring Day. And I don't know how antagonistic they are to one another. But the one is that there's just round noodles. Right, and they look like little tiny circles, right? They look like little tiny donuts because there's nothing in the middle, and you can make those for snowflakes, and you could make them for the aforementioned jewelry, and you can also just put some sauce on them and their pasta, right? But the denomination, she said cheerfully, that is has more adherence is the group that says that you make noodles with cheese and flour and butter and milk in a bundt pan. So it's rings in a ring. And you can use it as a side dish. I can tell, Jacob, you're taking notes on this.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Writing that in my journal.
Yeah, right, of things to do.
That one's got the double ring thing going for it.
It's a ring of the Olympics, too.
A ring of rings, yeah.
Yeah, a ring of ring. And in theory, I mean, I think you could probably make, if you want to paint some of the aforementioned red or green, you could make a Christmas wreath out of them.
Oh.
You could probably also make Christmas decorations.
That's a good idea.
Like little snowmen, paint them white, put a little hat on them.
Yeah.
See, we're sort of bringing the denominations together.
Yeah.
It's what I do. It's also International Mountain Day. What would be an international mountain? I'm trying to think. Most mountains are in a particular country, so I don't know what an international mountain would be. I mean, there are mountains that we sort of all cling to, right? Like Everest. That sort of feels like it's international, even though it's not. It's in Tibet. I told you I met a bartender at one of these parties that whose name was Norke, who was the name of the guide. It was Hillary's guide. And I said, did you know that? I said, are you from Tibet? And he said, how did you know? And I said, your name. And he said, what do you mean? And he said, well, I was Hillary's guide. And he said, I'll bet you're the only person in this room who knows that. Which is probably true, because it had nothing to do with the movie. So there you go. So I don't know what an international mountain would be.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, we'll figure it out at some point. All right, on this day, remembering that International Noodle Day, Noodle Ring Day. It's not International Noodle Day, it's International Noodle Ring Day. The University of North Carolina, which has nothing whatsoever to do with this, was chartered by the North Carolina General Assembly in 1789, which means that's got to be almost as old as Harvard, right? No, Harvard was, I guess, in 1600s and something. So, in 1815, the Senate creates a committee on finance and a uniform national currency. That's pretty interesting. Not till 1815. Predecessor of the United States Senate Committee on Finance, which, of course, are the big deals, because they're the ones who determine where the money goes. But presumably from 1776 to 1815, we existed without one. And there wasn't a uniform national currency. I guess that, well, remember after the Civil War, there was the Yankee dollar and the Southern dollar, and it wasn't worth much, right?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Things you take for granted aren't necessarily granted. In 1816, Indiana became the 19th state. This is kind of a cool thing for one out of every six Americans. In 1934, Bill Wilson was a co-founder of Alcoholics Anonymous. He took his last drink and he entered treatment for the last time. Hence, Friends of Bill. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I guess he decided he was going to start a new year and go through the holiday season without booze.
That's great.
Yeah. Changed an awful lot of lives.
Mm-hmm.
In 1972, Apollo 17 became the sixth and last Apollo mission to land on the moon. Hard to believe it was that many years ago. That's 43 years ago.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem that long ago. You weren't even born then, were you?
Nope. I was born in 85.
Wow. So it's just hard that the last mission to land on the moon was 43 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow, the space program has really fallen off, hasn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, I wonder why we haven't gone back.
Yeah, truly. And they're saying that today is the day, although we celebrated it yesterday. I guess it depends on whether the year starts on the same day that the year before or the day before. You know, that if something starts on December 31st, that the following year ends on the 30th or December 31st. So there's a little controversy about it, but it's all good news. We talked about it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Detroit emerged from the largest municipal bankruptcy in United States history. And we celebrated it yesterday, and they now have a surplus of $35 million. So go Detroit. We have a great station in Detroit, CKLW, which is actually in Windsor, Ontario, but it's heard in Detroit. So good on Detroit. That's a city that really has sort of pulled itself up literally by its bootstraps and needs to be celebrated. They have all sorts of things. They had some really innovative programs. They did three things that I know about. One is that they sort of tried to convince people to move into areas so they could have better services, which on the face of it doesn't sound very good. And there was a huge amount of resistance to it. But I think in the long run really saved the city, because the idea was that the population was getting so spread out that there weren't enough services to really take care of people's needs. And so the idea of condensing them, and I think they were given all sorts of incentives to do that. But people are reluctant to leave their neighborhoods and their homes, and certainly understandably so. But I think that was one of the things. The second was that, and I'm not sure that this saved it, but it was certainly an inspirational thing that they did urban gardens, where instead of having vacant lots and abandoned houses and all sorts of trash, people started culling the land and growing gardens and for food.
Yeah.
And the third was that I know about, and I'm sure that there are many more programs that I don't know about. The third was that they gave ramshackle buildings to people for like a dollar or something for artists if they were willing to pledge to work in the area, create in the area, and rehab houses. So
yeah, I heard about that.
Some very innovative things. Good on Detroit. Good model. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, there's kind of a very cool story today that Jacob Abani found for me that is talking about police recruits in Seattle. And they're talking about, the headline says, creating guardians calming warriors, as opposed to the kind of paramilitary training that police have received in the past. For those of you who are faithful listeners to the program, bless your little pea-picking hearts, we did an interview with Deb Wallace, who's was in a documentary, was the subject of a documentary called Peace Officer, where he was a sheriff, and he was one of the people who brought, I think in Wisconsin, I'm not sure, Wyoming something, something starting with a W. I know, geography not my strong suit. And he had actually introduced the concept of the SWAT team to the police department right after Watts. And then 30 years later, his son-in-law was, from his point of view, murdered by a SWAT team. So he is now an outspoken advocate of saying that the police need to be trained as guardians to serve and protect, as opposed to paramilitary. So the idea of arming the police department with paramilitary weapons and uniforms and techniques, he feels is completely inappropriate. And apparently Seattle is doing it as well. They basically, and one of the things that we talked about yesterday is that the mentally ill are 16 times more likely to be killed by a cop, by a police officer. So they said that they had police officers in pairs. They'd been meditating and documenting life's beauty in daily journals, so they were centered and calm and mindful. And they now were facing a test with a mentally ill man who was covered in poop and mumbling to a rubber chicken. It turns out that the poop was actually oatmeal and chocolate pudding. The man was another recruit, and the idea was to peacefully bring him into custody. And they first tried different techniques. He said we needed to find a way to help him. He said he briefly considered using his baton, but he said, I thought that might be too much. For the past 3 years, every police recruit in the state has undergone this style of training at the Washington State Criminal Justice Training Commission, where officials are determined to produce guardians of democracy who serve and protect instead of warriors who conquer and control. Gone is the military boot camp atmosphere. Gone are the field exercises focused on using fists and weapons and tasers to batter suspects into submission. Gone, too, is a classroom poster that once warned recruits that officers killed at the line of duty use less force than their peers. Ooh, that's a little alarming, isn't it? If your overarching identity is I'm a warrior, then you're going to approach every situation like you must conquer and win. You must have a conflict where it's necessary for an officer to puff up and quickly take control. But in most situations, it's better if officers know how to de-escalate and calm things down, slow the action. Training is at the heart of the national debate over police use of force. So far this year, police have shot and killed more than 900 people. That's almost three a day.
That's unbelievable.
900 people. Did you realize it was anywhere near that large?
No.
It's twice the number recorded in any previous year.
Wow.
If police were better trained to de-escalate conflict, some of these people might still be alive.
Mm-hmm.
The person who's in charge of the program is one of the former sheriff of King County. The Harvard Kennedy School published a report that she wrote, From Warriors to Guardians, Recommitting American Police Culture to Democratic Ideals, which warns that too many academies are training officers to go to war with the people they're sworn to protect and serve. That's what the idea idea of a peace officer was.
Mm-hmm.
The Police Executive Research Forum, a law enforcement think tank, followed suit this fall. The goal of the guardian officer is to avoid causing unnecessary indignity. Officers who treat people humanely, who show them respect, who explain their actions, can improve the perceptions of officers or their department, even when they are arresting someone. Some accuse Roar of a hug-a-thug mentality that risks officers getting killed. About 20% of her staff quit or was fired in the first year after rebelling against reforms. Today, she estimates two-thirds of the state's local police chiefs are either skeptical of her training philosophy or think this is just dangerous. So we'll have to wait and see. In a cop's world, it's kill or be killed. He compares work to defensive driving, which is about expecting something bad is going to happen. It's not about dealing with normal traffic flow. Although I would argue that in defensive driving, the idea is to stay away from somebody enough so that if something happens, that nobody gets hurt.
I agree.
It's not a matter of you hit them before they hit you.
Yeah, wouldn't that be aggressive driving?
Yes. So there, this person has used the wrong metaphor.
I can relate a lot to this. The situation with the mentally ill feces thing.
Yeah.
I've literally had to do that, and the culture of working with those people with mental illness and stuff was a lot like what we're seeing here. Like, it was very oriented towards, like, restraints and things like that, and there was a huge shift after some lawsuits to person-centered thinking and conflict resolution through talking and other therapeutic type things, and it's made a huge difference.
Yeah, well, I mean, part of it is that I've always been trained as a psychologist rather than a peace officer. And so I never had the tools, either mentally or physically. I mean, I never had anything to restrain anybody with or hurt anybody with or to subdue anybody. All I could do was talk them out of it. But it does work. And it works. I mean, the problem about people who are not oriented to reality is you don't know what they're going to do. And so engaging them on an aggressive level is fairly dangerous to all parties concerned because they're not playing by the same rules.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
It's an interesting notion. And again, an awful lot of police officers are getting involved in that 900. I had not seen any number nearly that high. So
yeah.
But I thought what we would do in response to that is to put up on Facebook, tell me your best police story, you know, the one that seems to you to reflect the best on the humanity of police officers, the guardianship of police officers, rather than the warrior part of it. And we'll let that we'll let it marinate for a little while. So, but I just thought it was an interesting, you know, and something that is getting more attention. It seems to me to be part of a larger issue, too, of trying to recapture some sense of kindness and giving people the benefit of the doubt without endangering yourself or them. I'm not suggesting that we go into the world being stupid or naive, but there are certain situations that are probably best served by at least an attempt at negotiation, an attempt at engaging somebody, attempt and being respectful of people, as opposed to treating people like they don't matter. And whether we're talking about on a racial basis, Black Lives Matter, or we're talking about the fact that you're 16 times more likely to be killed by a police officer if you're mentally ill, that maybe we need to sort of think about better ways of serving the community, of serving humanity, and of serving the police department as well. 800-855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious various leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS? Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely! We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a little bit of a situation. Oh, first, I listen to your show all the time, and I love it. I have a sister who is 3 years younger than I am. She's 31, and she was really kind of always the female equivalent of kind of like a gigolo. She's very secure. I know, it sounds kind of funny. Always very secure, had no problem dating several guys because she wanted to, you know, be a free spirit, really. Well, she started to date this guy about a year ago. I met him once. He came to my house. No personality, just I didn't like him right off, which is just my own opinion. Well, since then, a few months into the relationship, they had a bit of an issue. He hit her. And she called the police, and he was taken in. She didn't file charges. She didn't want him to get into too much trouble. And I was kind of surprised because that's not like her. That she's just not. She's always very confident and secure.
Yeah. So she's back with him?
Yeah, and she's been with him for a while, and she's really beginning to settle down. Like, she's getting into the whole, they're really getting serious, and they're, you know, she stays home all the time, which is never been like her before, but I understand she's getting older. And they're starting to talk about marriage, and I'm very on the fence. I'm not sure how to handle all that, but when the holidays come, she always wants him to be invited to my house, and my husband absolutely outright refuses to have him around him.
Has there been any violence since the original one?
No, but she wouldn't tell me if there was. She's very private. Like, I don't see my sister.
Well, how'd you find out about the first one?
She did tell me, but she told me the very next day it happened. So
but why do you assume
her.
That she wouldn't tell you now?
Because she knows that we don't want to have anything to do with him since it happened. And she said that she respects that I feel that way, and I'm sure she does.
What specifically is the question to me, Jess?
How am I going to deal with her with the Easter coming, and she's going to want him to be invited to things?
What if you said to her, look, I really want to sit down and talk with him. You're my little sister. I care about you. If the roles reversed, if Sydney, your husband, mm-hmm. I just named him Sydney, Jessica.
That's fine.
If Sydney swatted me, you'd be furious. And so it's not that you're my baby sister and that's why I'm doing it. It's that we love each other and we want the best for each other, and getting used as a punching bag doesn't include that. Would you let me talk with him? Would you let me take him out for lunch and talk about this? And my guess is that hopefully she'll say yes. And I think that may be a comfort to you as well, to sit down with him and say, it's not that I liked you or didn't like you, but if somebody hit your sister, you wouldn't like them much either. Can you talk with me about that? Is this something that you've tackled and it's not going to be a problem anymore if you've been in anger management? I'm her sister. Can you reassure me? And presumably, he has got the same vested interest as you do and as she does of wanting to have a good relationship with her family and to kind of right or wrong. I think you have to ask her first, her permission.
Right.
But, I mean, I think that's certainly a way of saying, anybody can make a mistake, but I care about you. And again, I would continue to point out to both of them that if the roles reverse, that they'd feel exactly the same way. So it's not that you're overreacting. It's not that you're forbearing. It's just that you're concerned. And see where you get.
What would I do with the situation with my husband then? I mean, like...
Well, but I think it starts with you.
Well,
and then
absolutely.
If you sort of come back and say, look, he really feels terrible about it, then maybe the next person, the two guys go out, or you and your husband go and talk with him. But I think you talking with him may be, a good start of kind of opening a dialogue, as opposed to being feeling like you're in this catch-22, where if you sort of go along with it, you feel like, a hypocrite, and if you don't, then you're the enemy. So deal with him.
Okay, well, I trust your advice, and I will certainly try that.
Yeah, see what you got.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jessica. Sherry, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hi, Sherry.
How are you today? Thanks so much that I'm able to talk to you.
Sure.
Listen, I've got a brand new husband of about 4.5 months. I'm 52, he's 58. We both have our own homes. We decided that it was a good idea that we move into my house because my yard is more accommodating to the two dogs that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But he acts like a visitor here in the house.
Yeah, if you call me and said, look, I'm about to get married next month. We both own houses. I'd say sell them, and move into neutral turf, because if you're in his house, you're going to feel like a visitor, and you're going to run into his stuff. If he's in yours, he's going to feel like a visitor. It won't work. The two of you need to start with, if both of you can afford to rent or buy a new place and keep the places you have, then both of you have some rental income, but you're better off to start on neutral turf.
Yeah, I suspected,
yeah.
In the back of my head, I suspected that was going to be the...
Yeah, I mean, it's just logical. It's even those of us who are the least territorial, if somebody puts, a drink on our coffee table, without a coaster, where, or the issues about closets or bathrooms or just habits. I mean, what I would do is, you're 4.5 months into a marriage, before the fifth or sixth month, even if you have to rent your place and find a place to rent together for the same amount of money, you're still better off. You'll still have a more solid relationship. Besides, it's kind of fun to start off brand new.
Yeah, you're right. But in the interim, this is absolutely killing me.
Well, what is it specifically that...
Oh, God. It's even down... He won't put the dishes in the dishwasher. He waits for me to do that. He won't replace the roll of paper towel.
Well, it sounds like even if you were a neutral turf, that it's still part of it is you know where the stuff is. I mean, do the two of you have any financial problems?
No. Oh, no. No.
Good. Honey, hire somebody to come in a couple times a week and shovel out. So you don't have to do anything. He doesn't have to do anything. Then share it equally.
He won't even turn the bed down at night. He'll wait for me to do that.
Well, but honey, you're right. He still views it as his house. I mean, as your house.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have... did you ever spend any time at his house when you were dating each other?
Very little.
Yeah.
We predominantly was here.
And if he turned down the bed when he was at your house, you probably wouldn't have been all that thrilled about it. He should certainly help you make the bed. I mean, look, has he been married before?
Both of us were, yes.
Yeah, you really need to start on neutral turf, because then you can start with neutral rules. In the meantime, you know, I'd hire someone to come in and do the heavy lifting. And just say to him, look, you tell me what you want me to do, you know, for you. And these are some of the things that will really make me much happier with you. You know, turning the bed down every other night. You know, you take Monday, Wednesday, Friday, sort of putting dishwashers in the dishwasher. I mean, you don't want to make him feel like, I mean, he still figures it's your house. You're the hostess.
Right.
You need to get neutral turf, Cookie. And I would do it relatively quickly.
Sounds like a plan.
All righty. And it should be, it'll be fun as well. Yeah, I mean, the problem in this particular situation is that you've got a man who doesn't sound like he's been very housebroken to begin with. I know he's been married before, but it may have been that he was married to somebody who was perfectly willing to be the little housewife and do the dishes and make the food and make the bed and clean up the, you know, do the vacuuming and whatever. And if that's not what you're willing to do, then... You probably need to make it pretty clear. But again, where it's your house, he has the perfectly legitimate argument of saying, well, you know, I didn't want to go in your bedroom. You know, I didn't want to intrude, or I didn't, you know, you don't like it when I put stuff away and it's put in the wrong place. So it's a perfect storm of a little passive-aggressive behavior, a little male chauvinism, a little territorial angst. I mean, so what you do want to do is... work this out before it becomes a major issue between the two of you, because you're entitled to feel any way you want. But at some point he's going to say, are you out of your mind? This doesn't make any sense. This isn't a big deal. And one person is not allowed to tell another person what is a big deal or not, because all of us have different triggers. But you can see this one coming. Well, it's not coming. It's arrived. It's on the doorstep. You can see it blossoming. And it's certainly being fed to a certain extent by the fact that it's your house, by the fact that obviously he has the expectation, and whether it's because of it's your house or just that's how he's been raised, that these are things that you do as opposed that he shares in. But you might as well deal with it while it's still early and the two of you are still in the first flush of, gee, isn't this great, as opposed to a year down the road where everything is driving both of you crazy and you're fighting about things that really don't make any difference but are making both of you incredibly unhappy. But just having, you know, I'm convinced before people talk about whether they like the bedroom window open or closed, or whether they, you know, want to spend Sundays or Saturdays at the in-laws' house or the names of the kids, you should talk about things like this, about, you know, what is it that you think is your role around the house? What do you think my role around the house is? What do you think is your job? And I mean, these things are the stuff that will get you in trouble much quicker than deciding which president you're going to vote for or not vote for. 855-9. The joke is that she worries about red China and I worry about money. I mean, that's a joke. Pay no attention. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to help, and this is It's Broken to Fix It Day. So if you've got something you need to talk with me about, you need to get your little fingers limbered up and get a hold of me relatively quickly. I thought what we would do here is a program director, right? Because we apparently lots of people have decided they have things that they want me to talk about, and I want to be as responsive as possible. So what you got here?
The first one I thought was pretty interesting was they wanted you to talk about Islamophobia in America. I fear the terrorists are winning when I hear the anti-Muslim vitriol.
You know, we're an island. And the closest thing I can sort of attribute it to, well, I guess there are a couple things. We're in a relatively new country. You know, been around for, what, a couple hundred years? Maybe a little more than that. I mean, as a country, we've been around for, what, about 300 years?
Mm-hmm.
A little less, 250. We're an island, so we haven't had, other than the Civil War, really, we haven't had wars on our shores. And we're a democracy where we really listen, hopefully, to one another, or at least we give, in theory, in a democracy, it's one man, one vote, one person, one vote. So we give equal credence to people who are very smart and people who are not so smart. People who are very wise, people who are not so wise. People who are very old, people who are very young. So the process of sifting through, not to mention, we have a very active media in this society. And when you put them all together, I think they spell a bit of xenophobia that is different than many cultures. There are other cultures that are probably just as xenophobic, if not worse than us, because they're inbred. I'm not talking about incest. I'm just talking about a group of people who repel outsiders. And so they tend to have a certain way to look, a certain way to act, and they're ancient. We don't have that to a very large extent because we're, as I said, we're a young country, we're an island, and we're basically, we're all immigrants, with the exception of the Native Americans, that we did a great job of wiping out. So when something happens that upsets us, I think we don't have the perspective to say, okay, what's really going on here? And whether you're looking at September 11th, where we went after the wrong guy, whether you're talking about World War II, where we took American citizens who happened to be of Japanese ancestry and put them in concentration camps, I'm trying to think, there are probably other examples as well. Well, Salem witch trials, uppity women decided were burned at the stake, that we have a long history of deciding that if somebody does something that either upsets us or doesn't look like us, that we tend to move instantly to the story I was talking about earlier, which is warrior mode, defensive mode, as opposed to what's really going on here. Try to understand it. That, and I think the news media, to a very large extent, thrives on that. And I, you know, I've been part of that world, a peripheral part, but nevertheless a part of it, for the last couple of decades. Talk radio is almost always associated with a news station, and so I, you know, I've watched it happen. I've, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. That stories that frighten people are much more likely to get ratings than ones that calm people down or suggest the world is a happy place. And you can look at it on many different levels, that scare tactics really do work, that the population becomes much more malleable when they're frightened. So I think if you put all of those factors together, and some are relatively benign. I mean, being a relatively young country is not necessarily a disadvantage. I think that we are less hidebound. We are less we are less dependent on who your ancestors were. We believe that you can grow up to be president, regardless of where your ancestors came from, as long as you were born in the United States. So being a young country is not necessarily either good or bad, it just is. Being an island is not necessarily good or bad, depending on how you respond to it. But when you put all those factors together, when you put the relative youth of our country, when you put the notion that we don't have a long history, when you add that all of us are allowed a voice, whether we're saying important things or stupid things, we've got a news media that is relatively unchecked and thrives on negative stories, then it becomes pretty easy to jump to conclusions that are completely unwarranted. And I think the responsibility of us as citizens is to not do that. I've been saying for, more than a decade, that terrorism isn't about blowing up buildings or shooting people. It's about scaring the living daylights out of people, about having people live in fear, literally terror. And the way to fight terrorism is to not succumb to that. to look at the situation and say what, and to, as I said, you know, I did it right after after the shootings in France, of saying that we're going to kill more people on the highway today by a factor of 10. That with September 11th, you had to be in the wrong city at the wrong time, on the wrong floor, in the wrong building. That the odds of dying in a terror, at the hands of terrorists, are about the same as being struck by lightning. I mean, they're just not very high, yet it's something that everybody worries about. And to take a whole group of people and suggest that they are radicals or fanatics or that they're out to kill you is bigotry, is what caused Holocaust. So I think what our job to do is to sort of say, wait a minute, rather than jumping to a conclusion, rather than deciding, okay, if somebody hits me, I'm going to hit them harder, to figure out who it is that hit you, why they hit you, how they hit you, who actually did it, as opposed to, because a group of people doesn't do something, an individual does something. And to sort of use our humanity, our intelligence, and I'm not suggesting that we're passive, I'm suggesting that we're thoughtful and that we analyze things rather than just jump to conclusions, which are simple and quite often wrong and easy. So I would hope that most people are not Islamophobic. I would hope that most people aren't anti-anybody, that they're not anti-Semitic, that they're not anti-Christian, that they're not anti-Buddhist, they're not anti-anything, that they're willing to embrace whatever philosophy makes some sense to them in a positive way, give other people the same options, and then look at how that turns out, what ramifications that has. And basically, I think the world would probably be a much easier place if all of us were willing to take responsibility for our own behavior and, to a certain extent, mind our own business, which is not to say that we don't protect each other, that we're not concerned with each other, because we should be. But that's different than deciding a whole group of people are one thing or another, because whole groups of people are made up of individuals, and it's very hard to make all individuals something or something else. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.